today, after the storm, tax season underway, important tips, the latest on vaccine locations, a series of concerts set for Westfield, and a baby boomer sitcom character is gone.
Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd today. Here's
Brad Shepherd.
It's Monday, January 31st, 2022. Not much to relate to you today. The information cycle is a bit muffled under a blanket of snow. We do have all sorts of riveting information that I will spare you about cleanup efforts ongoing and traffic accidents, etc. Nothing out of the ordinary. Power is being restored in the eastern part of the state. Western Mass does get something of a pass in this entire mess. And you will feel life slowly ramping back up to normal levels through the day today. However, I have scraped together a few tidbits at random to start your Pioneer Valley week off. You know, the questions asked at this point invariably are, how much snow did we actually get? Just be glad you don't reside in the eastern part of the state, where they really did sustain a load of snow that has included inevitable power failures, etc. While here in Western Mass, it really depends on where you are. It ranged from 11 inches in Chicopee and down to 2 inches in West Hampton and everything in between in our other cities and towns. With that in mind, here's your forecast for today. Mostly sunny, a high of 30. The winds are west-northwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, a few clouds, a low of 8 degrees Fahrenheit. Winds are light and variable. And the ultraviolet index, to the humidity, 60%. Mayor Dominic J. Sarno cheered on our beloved Springfield Thunderbirds on Saturday as they took on the Providence Bruins. Mayor Sarno also cheered on our hometown heroes as part of the T-Birds Hometown Heroes Night presented by People's United Bank and Springfield Ride to Remember. Mosso violinist Beth Welty is bringing her ensemble, the Ari Yoloka Quartet, to the Athenaeum in Westfield to kick off a three-concert series. The programs are scheduled for April 14th and May 12th, and they'll be announced very soon. Guy McLean, executive director of the Westfield Athenaeum, will offer a pre-performance talk at 6 p.m., which is free to ticket holders. Violinists Mark Latham and Beth Welty, violinist Nora Lee Walker, and cellist Sandy Jo Maumann will perform William Grant Still's Lyric String Quartet, Charles Ives String Quartet No. 1, Opus 57, from the Salvation Army, A Revival Surface, Beethoven's String Quartet in C Major, Opus 59, No. 3, and an additional piece to be announced at the performance. Tickets for the concert, $20, and must be purchased in advance at the Westfield Athenaeum during business hours or online at www.westath.org. Audience members will be required to wear masks. The town of West Springfield, in partnership with Behavioral Health Network, will offer a COVID-19 and flu vaccine clinic for individuals 5 years of age and older. This is Saturday, February 5th, from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the Senior Center. Individuals can make an appointment to receive a flu vaccine and or a COVID-19 vaccine, first, second, or booster. The clinic will have Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson vaccinations available. They'd like you to pre-register if you can, and this can be done online by going to www.tows.org and clicking on the event on the homepage or by following the link. Now, those unable to make an appointment online can call the Council on Aging at 263-3264 if you need assistance. 263-3264. Now that you're working from home, you might be wondering which home office deductions you can legally claim on your 2022 tax returns. Well, we've got some bad news. Most employees working remotely during the pandemic are entitled to basically nothing. In other words, your home office won't qualify you for any tax breaks unless you're self-employed or you run your own business. For instance, the IRS says repairs to your home office, a direct expense, are deductible in full, while things like insurance and utilities, indirect expenses, are deductible based on the percentage of your home that's dedicated to doing business. Now, while we're on the subject of taxes 2021, filing began exactly 1 week ago, and here are a handful of things that you should know for this year's filing season. By law, the IRS can't issue refunds for people who are filing with the Earned Income Tax Credit or the Additional Tax Credit before mid-February. If you receive child tax credit payments in 2021, you'll want to wait to file until you receive IRS letter 6419. According to the IRS, letter 6419 outlines the total amount of advance child tax credit payments you received in 2021 and the number of qualifying children used to calculate the payments. Those who received the third stimulus payment need to wait for a letter from the IRS as well. Letter 6475. This letter relates to the third stimulus payment and includes how much money you received in stimulus money in 2021. Unemployment benefits will not come with a tax break this year. Last year, there was a temporary tax break for certain people who received unemployment. This year, jobless benefits received in 2021 will be taxable on the 2021 federal income tax return.
Baby, if you've ever wondered whatever became of me, I'm living on the air in Cincinnati, WKRP.
And the Grim Reaper has gone after another sitcom and robbed us of Dr. Johnny Fever, Howard Hessman, who played disc jockey Johnny Fever on the sitcom WKRP in Cincinnati. And the actor turned history teacher, Charlie Moore, on Head of the Class. He has died. He was 81. Hessman died Saturday in Los Angeles due to complications from colon surgery. His manager, Robbie Cass, said Sunday, Hessman started out as a member of the San Francisco improv group, The Committee, and at the time he moonlighted on Saturdays as the DJ for the San Francisco rock and roll station KMPX. Later on, WKRP in Cincinnati is Dr. Johnny Fever, where Hessman often ad-libbed his on-air banter. Thank you very much for being with us on this day. Hope you're faring well, getting everything back together again after a stormy weekend. This is our first program of the week. I hope you're with us for our successive shows during the course of the week. Our ArtsBeat reporter, Mark Auerbach, will join us tomorrow. We'll be up and running online at 6 a.m. with our Tuesday program and available to you on demand throughout the day and night. Brad Shepherd Today is a service of Pioneer Valley Radio. I'm Brad Shepherd, and we'll talk again.
Proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.